to my old brown earth and to my old blue sky. I'll now give these last few molecules of I.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Alan Chartok. Seegerfest is a one-time festival created by Pete and Toshi Seeger's grandson, Katoma Jackson, as a way for those who knew and admired Pete and Toshi to remember them, and for those who hadn't heard of them to get inspired by their compassion for the human race. The festival will take place July 17th through July 21st and will include performances from people like Judy Collins, Peter Yarrow, Amanda Palmer, Tom Chapin, the Chapin sisters, Steve Earle, Dar Williams, Guy Davis, Kim and Reggie Harris, and many others. So, Katoma, tell us a little bit about what you got in mind and why you're doing this.
I am doing this because Grandpa died, basically. Any family member would want to do some kind of memorial for their loved one. That's what I wanted to do. But because he was different than other loved ones, I wanted something that would basically that everyone who wanted to come would be able to come to. I mean, I think you remember you came to my grandma's memorial.
I did.
And I was very strict with all the lines outside, and you know, and you were the first one in line at the memorial. I didn't let you in until I let other people in because you know you weren't on my special list. And I didn't recognize you. So basically, I wanted to have his memorial in a place where I didn't have to do that, where I didn't have to be counting down to the number of who wanted to come. Everyone who could come would be able to come, and there would be something for everyone. So that's why we have Lincoln Center, which fits 8,000 to 10,000 people outside. And then we have a memorial service in Kipsey, which fits about 900 people. We have a Next Generation concert opening the whole event, which is outdoors again, with about 2,000 people. Almost everything's outside, and almost everything involves kind of as many people as want to come can come, pretty much.
And praying for no rain.
We are praying for no rain, but also it's 5 days long. So, Right. Knock on wood, when does it rain for 5 days straight in July?
Let's go over the sites again. And before we do that, where do people go to find out about all the information?
They go to seegerfest.org.
Seegerfest.org. Okay, now let's go over again who will be where and what's going to happen.
It's 5 days. The first two of the days are local events, and two of the days are larger global events. And then the first day is a little bit of both. So the first day is going to be on a pier in New York City overlooking the Hudson River. And we will have artists, the Chapin sisters, Adira and Alana Amram, Kristen Graves and Aurora Barnes playing there, and then we'll show Pete Seeger the power of song. The next night will be July 18th, and it's going to be in Poughkeepsie, and it'll be a memorial service at the Bardavon with lots and lots of family and family friends and well-known musicians who worked a lot with my family, and we are not disclosing any names from that event, but that is on July 18th at 7 o'clock.
A surprise memorial service. That's
yes,
great.
It is an entirely surprise program. On 19th, are going to be community events throughout New York City and the Hudson Valley. So in the Hudson Valley, we will have a square dance at Ashokan, a Camp Woodland reunion at Ashokan, and we'll have a sing-along at the Beacon Sloop Club, where my grandparents would go the first Friday of every month. And then in New York City, we'll have a community festival in the South Bronx, and we will have a film and photo exhibit on the Upper West Side. And then the next 2 days are large events. So at Lincoln Center Out of Doors is going to be a memorial concert honoring both of my grandparents. And this one is going to have Judy Collins, Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary, Holly Near, Guy Davis, Paul Winter Consort, Dar Williams, Dan Zanes, Teokas and Ghost Horse, David Amram, Mike and Ruthie, Tom Chapin, Martha Redbone, Sarah Lee Guthrie and Johnny Irian, Emma's Revolution, Kim and Reggie Harris, the Chapin Sisters, the Vannevar Caravan, Kristen Graves, ESP featuring Bernardo Palumbo, Adir and Alana Amram, the Owens Brothers, New York City Labor Chorus, Hudson River Sloop Singers, Walkabout Clearwater Chorus, Betty and the Baby Boomers, the Almanac Trail, Work of the Weavers. And then the last night is going to be at Summer Stage in Central Park.
Yeah.
And that's when we'll have Amanda Palmer, Steve Earle, Rebel Diaz, Nyrain, and others in Central Park. So, yeah, so every single event is free, which I think is really important because one of the basic reasons is that I'm 33, and no one my age would pay to go to a folk concert. But people my age will go for free. So I think that that's a real kind of piece of it, that I wanted it to span all audiences.
Interesting.
And all ages.
And so would have Pete.
Yeah, and absolutely. And he would have wanted it to be free, not just the people who could afford it or just the people who have loved him for 60 years.
Did you have any conversations with either Toshi or Pete that led you to some of the decisions you've made here?
The day my grandmother died in July, my grandpa and I sat out on the porch and we wrote her obituary. And then we sat together on the couch that night and we wrote out a list together of who would be at my grandmother's memorial. And there were a few things he wanted for his memorial. He wanted it to be, for my grandmother's memorial. He wanted hers to be outside. He wanted anyone to be able to come who wanted to come. And he was really pretty sad that we couldn't do that. It was, her memorial was in October, and we just couldn't rely on the weather to have an outdoor event in October. You know, so it was indoors, and then it was restricted. So basically for this, we were able to have it large, and everyone is able to come. A big part of that is also because of the organizations are giving us these venues for free. So Lincoln Center, the Bardavon, Hudson River Park, Central Park Summer Stage are all donating their services. And that's just a phenomenal thing.
Katana, you worked yourself to a frazzle during the memorial service for your grandma. How are you holding up?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is hard work. This is not easy stuff.
It's not. It's very, very challenging.
A lot of details. You got to deal with a lot of people. You've got to make sure there's security, right? You got to make sure that people know about it. There's got to be a lot of publicity because this is huge.
It's huge, and I think that I don't always realize just how big it is. You know, I'm always working on this detail or this detail or this, you know, making sure that the shade of green on the poster is right. All of these different things that sometimes, I think sometimes it makes it hard to realize just how big it is or see the big picture. But I have a great team of people working with me. I'm producing it with Gina Belafonte, and she's helping me with The Last Day, and Jason Samuel and Janae Desiree, a TV producer. So I have a great team of working with me as well. You know, it's a lot of artists. If you count all the choruses, it's about 250 individual musicians that I'm working with.
And are each of them that you've asked people who you are pretty sure Pete would have wanted?
Every single one is someone who he would have wanted, because I see this event as being a memorial first and a concert second. So really, every single person who I asked are people who had a close connection to our family. Many of them came to the hospital in my grandfather's last days. Judy Collins did. She came to the hospital. She sang as my grandfather was drifting in and out of consciousness. He reached out his hand when he could no longer open his eyes, and she held his hand. Guy Davis came to the hospital just hours before he died. Peter Yarrow did as well. Emma's Revolution. Pat Humphries of Emma's Revolution was actually there the night he died and led us in singing "To My Old Brown Earth" as he died. These were all people that were very close. I mean, it's interesting, as other people would suggest people to be on the program, my answer was, could you imagine them being at Christmas at my family's house?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay, well then.
Well, that's a pretty good criteria for what does it. Seegerfest will take place July 17th through July 21st at various locations in New York City and the Hudson Valley. To learn more, visit, write this down, Seegerfest, one word, seegerfest.org. Katoma Jackson, thank you so much for being with us today. We are thinking about you and your loss and everything that you've been doing to keep all of this alive, and we thank you so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Be pure and sweet.